good.
Good.
So good. Welcome to Talk by Us. No silly business, this week. Turn into business. My name is Cassie.
Yeah, right. My name's Chris.
Look, we'll try to keep this train on track for a period of time. I'm trying my best. This is a new music podcast, and we are two mates that talk about new music. And last week was two absolute rip snorters of tracks. Heck yes to the women. Yeah, the girls. Yeah, the winning of the amazing artists that we brought in. That was Charlie Lane from my end and Girl in Red from your end. Go, Chris.
When I do something, I don't do it half-assed. Boom. All right. So you've started a song. Boom. Like, that's like, what an attention-grabbing first line. I'm like, cool. All right. What's the rest of your story? What do you got for me? Like, very cool. The whole song builds really nice. Really add some dirty electric guitar, just little bits. Just nice layers. No, I like that.
Good. Good, good, good. I'm glad you like it. And yeah, it's Charlie's humor comes through very subtly in the song, in the lyrics, and I love that about Charlie Lane's lyrics.
Yeah, it's really endearing. Like, yeah, sounds cool.
Yay. That song we're talking about is called Gold Drips. The song that you brought in, Girl in Red, Too Much. Now, I squealed in a reaction of the fact that I already knew Girl in Red. I did flag the fact that I'd seen Girl in Red in concert. And yes, that song. And that song then got me back into listening to Girl in Red because for some reason, whatever what, I snoozed. I went to sleep, but I'm back awake. Very exciting timing, given the fact that Girl in Red is also one of the what? Oh, yeah, a headliner of Splendor. It's you. So cool.
Second line. I mean, the band that is above her on the Sunday isn't quite ideal, but she's second on the day. Like, yeah.
Sick. I mean, Sunday's not the favorite day, but it's sick. Girl in Red, Too Much. Thank you, Chris, and thank you everyone who got in touch, because there's a lot of Girl in Red fans out there who listen to the pod and are like, finally, you two, finally.
All right.
Yeah. The people are happy.
That song in particular, like we've all had people that have told us that stuff, and it's like, no.
Mate, it couldn't be better timed. Could not be better timed for me. Moving right along, because I'm not going to dwell on that. What are you digging this week?
Oh, I was going to say, what have you got?
What have you got?
All right, what have I got? With this new job that I've had the last couple of months, everything now is like it's through a new lens. So every scouting I'm doing, it's like, all right, could I play that on the radio? Who else is playing it? If not, why not? Who is it? All like, and I've got so many more colors to work with than just the old station I used to work for. It can be like. So it's yeah, there's all this. So that's kind of what my head is listening for when I'm checking out New Music Friday and all that. And at the moment, there's a Flight Facility song, brand new Flight Facilities with Allies on vocals. That
cool.
Why isn't this in the top 50 Triple J most played? Why isn't this on Nova? Like, come on. So that's the song I'm bringing. It's catchy as all hell. It's like, Flight Facilities. It's a hit.
What's it called?
Pause. Let me figure it out. I think Trouble. It's just Trouble. I was trying to figure out if there are other words just from memory. Let's just go with Trouble. And if I find another word, then we'll add it in. But
we'll add it in the show notes. Regardless, I mean, whatever we say, generally 90% of what the words that we say on this podcast are made up and gibberish. So always read the show notes for the legit version of the song.
Trouble.
You know what? Our Eyes was such a big thing for a hot minute. Like a hot minute in every gig was Our Eyes, always on the radio. And same as Flights of Facilities. Is it a bit of a like tall poppy thing where people are like, oh, we've had them and we're done with them?
Well, whoever's saying that's an idiot.
Yeah, let's put him in the bin. I'm so keen for a boost of pop dance-ness in my ears this week.
So, yeah, it is. It's definitely called Trouble. Don't worry about me. You'll be singing along by the time that's already finished the first play. So, all right, great. What do you got?
Well, now I've got Pink's song Trouble stuck in my head. Fun fact about that song, it is co-written by Tim Armstrong from Rancid. And now you will never listen to that song hearing it without hearing Rancid, unless you don't know what Rancid are, and then you will just hear it as a Pink song. Anyway, I have another double up. I have another unexpected pairing that is unexpected but makes so much goddamn sense.
All right.
This song is so fresh that it's not even on Spotify yet. This song I listened to on Bandcamp. Or maybe it hasn't made its way to Spotify yet because it doesn't want to make its way to Spotify yet. I'm not too sure. I know, this is so cool, girl. You wait. You think I'm a cool girl then? You wait. And if you don't know about this, I am, like, gonna squeal. Like, if you don't have a heads up on this yet, this is gonna be peak Doug by Us moment for me. The artist. Do you want the key artist or the collab artist? Like, the feat or the headline first? Which one would you like?
Let's go the feat first.
Okay. I'm actually going to tell you the title. What was that?
Like I do when I'm diving into a swimming pool.
Feet first. Good, good, good. Yeah. I'm actually going to tell you the title. The title is all in caps. It's called This Is Not a Pop Song. Is it ringing a bell?
I didn't hear any of that. You were frozen.
The song is called This Is Not a Pop Song, all in caps.
This is not a pop song. Means nothing to me.
It's a brand new song from an Australian band, and from my quick research, they haven't released anything new since 2018, although they've been very busy and active.
Is this The Living
End? No, but you're close. The feat artist is Peaches, the Canadian rock goddess.
Am I familiar with this? I have heard something with her. Maybe it was just We Don't Play Guitars when Double J did the 20 years ago. I just want to, no, oh, no, you're ringing a bell now.
Okay.
Chicks on Speed song was in it. 20 years ago. It was good. Anyway.
Yeah. The actual feature, like the actual credited artist that I'm bringing in this week on Doug by Us, which could possibly mean it is the first time that this band has featured on this podcast, which is mind-blowing for both of us because we are both huge ass fans of this band, is Queensland's own Regurgitator. Yeah. Yeah.
That, but I've heard, yeah, something rang a bell with Peaches doing stuff, but the Gurge, all right.
I mean, Peaches might be slizzing it up musically and collaborating with everyone, and I'm fine with that. We all need a little bit of Peaches smeared on every sort of music release that's ever happening. But Regurgitator and Peaches have worked together for a track, and my God, is it fun. It is so good, dude. Like, this is your favorite track of the year already. I know it, and you haven't even heard it.
Really? More than Girl in Red, I really love that. That Girl in Red song. Oh,
it's the Gurge. And they've turned it up to 11. And it is so much fun. It is in caps because they are screaming, this is not a pop song. I am so happy for all of the weirdos out there that, like Chris and I, really got their music kicks in the early 2000s because this is for you.
All right. Ready.
I don't know if you are.
Okay, good. That makes it even more exciting. They are coming to my neck of the woods in a couple of months, supported by my favorite new band of the last 3 years. It's like the could not pick a better support act than one that just leans on saxophone for the entire time. Party Dozen, Regurgitator, and some of the gigs on the tour, Cry Club, are also supporting. So the line unreal for the Gurge's tour. Like, that's mwah.
Oh, I think I need to make myself a little road trip out to the old suburban Geelong. That is sick.
Regurgitator, Party Dozen, Cry Club. I mean, stop it. I mean, don't stop it. We also have to go to The Last Dinner Party if they do a Melbourne sideshow, which I'm sure they will. They just get free mention on this show. They're number one. But anyway.
They're incredible. I love that they're playing Splendor just as much as I hate that they're playing Splendor. This lineup is very much the Australian Glastonbury, right? Like this year they're like, hey, we're not going to ignore it anymore. We are the Australian version of Glastonbury. And that's exactly what the Splendor lineup this year is giving me. Like Kylie headlining, boom, you're there. And Last Dinner Party deserve to play Australia's version of Glastonbury. But selfishly, I just want them to do their own tour so I can see them at some humble little venues and then everyone can get excited about them. And yeah, we've lost them. They're too big.
There you go. That's where we're at. Happy cool. podcast.
Happy podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.